And welcome back to the Outdoor Living Hour of Rosie on the House with a studio full of guests. I'd like to bring in one of the special guests now, Mr. John Junker, who's director of Vicentian Support Services. So, like, that's a big job in an organization that big, even if I can't pronounce it.
Oh, sir, I don't know how big a job it is, but it's a privilege. I get to work with our Vicentians all over central and northern and western Arizona. Our Vicentians are about 3,500 members or so who have taken a class and made a commitment to participate and help their fellow human beings by being involved on a real regular basis in a very specific way to extend charity to others. And we have Vicentians in 83 chapters or conferences of charity across the state, and they operate on a neighborhood basis. And I got to tell you, they're incredible people, and they really make a difference in the quality of our community.
I mean, it is an organization driven by volunteers.
That says it all, sir. You know, we talked about Dave Smith's our efforts with the urban farms and all that going on, and it's well over 12,000 people a year involved in our effort to feed, clothe, house, and heal. And that starts with our board of directors and Steve Atwood, our president of our board, all volunteers, all of our conference presidents at 83 conferences around the state, all of our district presidents, and just the average Vicentians who are out. Really, their key card, calling card, is making home visits to serve those, because we do it on a local basis, so they know what's going on from the bottom up in their community and who needs the help. And then at our campus on Watkins Street in Phoenix, our Dan O'Meara campus, we have the big projects going on, like our five dining rooms, our Osna Manor shelter, our medical and dental clinics, Dave's Urban Farms, all those kinds of things. So it's really the two arms of St. Vincent de Paul that are able to embrace people and give people a chance to serve and help others.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Romero's personal experience with St. Vincent de Paul is we get at our office phone calls all week long. And a fair number of those calls are people in a fix one way or another. Plumbing systems are broken, air conditioning systems are broken, roof is leaking, no resources available to repair them. And my wife developed a relationship with your wife, and Jennifer just calls Miss Susan and says, I've got this situation. Susan say, we're on it. We're on it. And I mean, it's just a fabulous commitment to the community. And St. Vincent de Paul is celebrating, what, 70, 80 years?
Over 70 years. We're 71st year now. And it really is a very, very community-based grassroots arrangement, starting with our conferences of charity. Again, 83 of those, and we hope we're on our way to 90. But I got to tell you, it's so nice of you to say that, and so kind of you to say that, and so gracious of Miss Jennifer to get the Romero clan involved. And it really is about building relationships person to person and serving the community, irrespective of anyone's background or religious calling or any of that. All we do is want to serve and help people, and the basis of that is our Vicentians all over the state of Arizona. They are incredible people.
Well, John, before we go back to the calls and back to Dave and his aquaponic story and stuff, there's an excellent way folks that don't have the time to volunteer can help support St. Vincent de Paul, especially right now.
You know, Rosie, that's a great point, and it's really easy. In fact, it's not only easy, it's free. It you know, the state of Arizona, we're really blessed with how our public sector has lined up to support charities and educational institutions all over the state, and that's the tax credit. And there is a working poor, there's different ways to express it, but there's a tax credit that supports groups like ours that are involved in social services. And that tax credit, that means if you're paying state income tax in the state of Arizona, it goes directly to comes directly from your taxes, and you don't have to pay that tax.
Now, nothing against Governor Ducey, but I can either write the check to the state of Arizona, or I can write exactly the same dollar amount of check to St. Vincent de Paul, and it counts as my tax liability.
and our public sector leadership, to their credit, Arizona's really on the vanguard of directing those dollars to qualified groups, and St. Vincent de Paul certainly is one of those. There's many others, but we're here talking about our work today, and it can be $400 for an individual, $800 for a couple filing jointly, and I got to tell you, it's something that really is profound to help our work, because it does not cost the individual a cent if you're paying those state income taxes. And as well, if you file before 31 December, you also get credit on your federal return. So it's double-barreled help, and it's really a great way. And the other thing that a lot of people don't know, they'll say, oh, I'd love to help you at St. Vincent de Paul, but I already gave to my kids or my grandchildren's school or whatever. The school is separate. You can do the school support also, as well as this one, to assist social services agencies that are qualified, like St. Vincent de Paul. So it's something that's so easy, and it's really, really simple. The state has done a wonderful job of making it accessible for people, and all they need to do is go to charitytaxcreditaz.com. That's our site. Go online. It's very simple. You can make your donation. Then when we receive your donation, you'll get an acknowledgement from us mailed to you. That's the document that affirms of what you gave, and you use that in any preparer or any tax form that you're doing in the state. It's really simple and straightforward as to how you go ahead and claim that and get back your $400 or $800. Plus, you help us in a way that I must tell you is so important to the 4,500 meals a day, to the service of our Vincentians in 83 neighborhoods around the state, to our medical and dental clinic that's doing between 12 and 15,000 appointments a year, and all those services, maybe for people who just need a break and need a little helping hand to get going again, to make things the way we want them all be in the holidays in our homes.
Well, John, I can't thank you enough for coming down and joining us. And we try and commit one program here close to the end of the year to kind of raise a spotlight on those charities that we Romeros have become endeared to over the years. And St. Vincent de Paul is certainly one of those. Thanks a million for your time. You were talking about the 4,500 meals. We've got Mr. Dave Smith here, the master gardener, who's raising 42,000 pounds of food a year. Does that count the fish, or is that just the vegetables?
That counts everything.
That counts everything. All right. It's serving 4,500 meals a day. A day. And you could use volunteers, and you're going to teach them the tactics and techniques and the tricks of gardening for raising that kind of produce aquaponically right there on the campus.
Yes, we take pride in teaching, whether it's school children, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, young adult groups, ASU students, garden club members have all been down, and we just love to hold classes and kind of show and tell and do what we do, plant, harvest, weed, whatever, right there on the spot. So you're exactly right.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE on the house to join the conversation. And as we bring Chris in, who wants to talk about pre-emergent, this happens every time of the year. The most popular article on rosieonthehouse.com, and there's this new creepy thing, probably not new, but there's this thing I've recently discovered in the analytics of our website called Real Time. And I can look at it and see who's on our website and what pages they're visiting. And we've got seven people from all around the country, including, what is this place? This is O'Fallon. Have you ever heard of O'Fallon? Looks like it's somewhere around Missouri. Breckenridge and Cincinnati in Ohio. We've got somebody out of Florida, all looking at the same article. Will 7-Up extend the life of my Christmas tree?
Will 7-Up. Do you want me to comment on that?
Your thoughts.
The water that you're putting in the Christmas tree bowl will certainly help. If 7-Up is what makes you keep that bowl full, then by all means, do it. We have found that any method it takes to get people to keep that reservoir full, do not ever let it run out of water. That's what really really is the trick to that.
I think it catches people by surprise how much that cut tree sucks up the first time you feel it.
Especially the first day or two.
The first day or two.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's you know, I mean, that the vascular system of that plant is still functioning. So it's still wanting to take up water. And that's usually what happens is they put a little water in it, boom, go away. Don't check it for a couple of days. It's then dry. Once it dries out, you know, it's pretty much that seals over, starts to seal over. It will discontinue to soak up or take up that water. And that's when your tree really starts to dry out in a hurry. So don't let it run out. Add seven. If having a bottle of 7-Up up there helps you remember to keep water in it, then do it.
Let's bring Chris into the conversation and see how we can help keep weeds down at his house. Good morning,
Chris. Yeah, good morning, guys. Happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you, and to you as well.
You know, we could start a new Arizona rumor and just tell people if you grind up some tilapia that your other buddy's raising and put it in the Christmas tree, it'll keep it green for months.
Keep all the unwanted visitors away.
Yeah, it sure would. So, just kind of quick wondering, before it starts to get maybe rainy in the spring, is there really a good time to get some pre-emergent out to keep the weeds down?
Well, any time's a good time, but if you wanted to time it perfectly, generally early spring, so February, March, and again in fall, September, October, are the two best times, because those kind of precede our rainier times of the year. But pre-emergent starts to work as soon as it's, you know, activated into the soil with moisture. So from today on, it would start working. It would work for so many days. That's what you have to kind of watch is, okay, when do I need to apply it again? Once you start going with it, you don't want to let that, for lack of a better word, expiration date run out. You know, most pre-emergents, and depending on how strong or what concentration of them you put on, will have a certain amount of effective date. Certain length of time that it's effective for. So that's a follow the label, you know, when all else fails, read directions, right? So we do that and we see when we need to apply it again. So once you start, just get on a system. Again, find some way that will remind you, you know, trigger dates. You know, when we feed citrus, we think of Valentine's, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. So any way to help you remind you to put that pre-emergent on two or three times a year, Just start doing it and don't stop.
There's 14 people on that article about 7-Up now.
Well, now they are. Yeah, you keep talking about it. There'll be half a Phoenix will be on there pretty quick.
Okay, if not 7-Up, how about Sprite?
Okay, that works.
Guys, my take on that is it's the little bit of sugar in those soft drinks that might help it be helping the tree a little.
Carol syrup, you know, is in one of the old recipes, a little bit of, you know, light Carol syrup. Yeah, might help some.